Oh, there we are. Hey, everybody.
Good evening.
Sorry we started a little bit late. It's because Tria's puppy. He was showing us...
technical difficulties all around.
Yeah, well, you were showing us on the webcam, and it, like, messed up.
Yeah, I couldn't switch the camera back.
Tonight, we're going to be playing The Bunker, which is... a full motion video game that none of us really know anything about. We're also joined by Kevin from KWK Box. It's a or Quick Box, if you want to say it that way, YouTube channel. And we were going to play Doom originally, but did not.
But I was way too occupied with my dog this weekend to be prepared to stream in any fashion. I was trying to get her to poop outside for like an hour before the stream, and then like I take her back inside, and you know, of course, that's what happens. And
just got to feed her White Castle.
Well, I mean, that works in dogs and humans alike.
Yeah, but I'm sure potty training's gonna be a long road. You know, I was 9 years old the last time I had, you know, the last time I got a dog, I was 9 years old, and it's been 24 years since I've had the new dog experience, and so you know, at the time, you know, she was my dog and I was in charge, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure, and from my perspective, I probably was in charge, but I have a pretty good feeling I was not as responsible for how successful her potty training was as I believed I was at the time. I'm sure my parents helped with that tremendously. So this is going to be an interesting experience doing this by myself. But she is she's a Shetland sheepdog, a Sheltie, just like my old dog. I just love him too much. I couldn't do anything else.
You sent me a bunch of pictures and I showed my wife and kids and they were like losing their minds.
let's see if, I don't know if I can switch back for sure, but let's see. We got puppy cam over there.
Once he switches over, he may not be able to switch back.
So
we might
new avatar.
You know, I'm sure it's for everyone's gain.
There she is. Have you decided on a name yet?
Not 100%. I've got some leanings, but we'll see.
Are you doing kind of like what I suggested, where you just kind of you try them out, try the different
a little
names?
Bit. Oh, looks like she's stirring a little bit. She, like, you know, I was kind of telling you guys before the stream, like, yesterday, you know, she'd been growing up with her litter mates and in a playpen, you know, and the living room where I got her from, and now all of a sudden I take her here, and yesterday, you know, I put her in a playpen. She's like, "Oh, this is just like the playpen, but I've got toys and this really soft bed, and you know, this is great." But you know, of course, I let her explore a little bit, and now that she's got that taste of freedom, she's not so happy to be confined again. She whines for like 3 to 5 minutes after putting her in either the playpen or a crate, and then she's fine. You know, she kind of watched me like working around with some of my microphone stuff, and you know, she wasn't asleep yet, but she kind of watched, but she wasn't like insisting that I get her out.
I like how she's not sleeping in the bed. She's like next.
Yeah,
to
well, you know, she really likes that bed though. She leaps into it. Like yesterday, she hasn't used it a whole lot today, but yesterday she was all about, like, I initially put her in the playpen. The first time I put her in the playpen, she was like really upset. And I had the bed like right next to the playpen, and she had like already kind of been laying in it. And then I put her in the playpen and she was throwing a fit. And when I came back and looked at her, it was because she was looking at the bed. And once I put that in, she was totally cool. That's all she wanted. That's all it takes.
So, as I said, we're going to be playing The Bunker, which is an FMV game. And I don't know anything about it. I bought it because it's an FMV game.
It came out on limited run the same day as Night Trap.
Right.
Which they called it, didn't they call it like FMV Friday?
Yep. Huh. I mean, just from the icon, it looks like it's going to be a bit of a horror FMV game. So should I go ahead and get started? Let's do it.
I believe the main character of this game was played by one of the people that played one of the dwarves in The Hobbit.
Oh, really?
I don't know which one, because who even knows who's who in those movies? did you switch it to full screen?
Oh, maybe I should do that. Thank you. Wouldn't it be funny if that's what we did the entire time? It's like we just streamed this little window. You get the best video quality by having it so small you can't see any problems with it.
There we go.
Jordan Gates really wants us to stream Turtles in Time. I've been playing way too much Super NES this week, so no Turtles in Time tonight. But, you know, I think we will think about doing it soon. It could be fun. We have a couple of co-op streams coming up here, in-person co-op streams.
Maybe we could compare Hyperstone Heist and Turtles in Time.
That could work, you know. So I guess really quick before we get into the game, because the next two Sundays are Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve, we're probably going to stream different day of the week. And we're going to be having, I mean, people in the chat may have seen try on Digital Foundry this weekend.
And, I've been so busy with the puppy, I haven't even had a chance to check like what the reception to that has been.
Well, I mean, it's the reception has been great. For those of you that have been watching the streams for a while, last year we had John from Digital Foundry. He is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's going to be home, that's where I live, and he's going to be home for the holidays. So he's going to be here probably for the next two streams, probably one time with just me and Dry on Skype, and then another time with the three of us in person. And who knows what we're gonna play then? We'll find out. I have no idea yet. I feel like I just talked to somebody. I talked to my friend Joey about what we should play, but I cannot remember what it was. Anyways, let's get to the game.
All right, let's go.
I'm on in.
It sort of gives me like kind of Fallout vibes.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, but it takes place in 1986.
Hmm.
Pretty current for us.
I like to think anything that takes place, you know, mid to late 80s onward is recent, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of FMV games. I wonder if I will regret not getting this, watching this stream.
Yeah. I tried to talk you into it.
Yeah, I felt like I've been buying too many games lately, you know?
It's gonna be just a flashback, I think. But maybe not.
This is, it's a British game, isn't it? Obviously, we can't really hear the...
Yeah, it takes place in England, I think.
Yeah,
I played, an FMV game, oh gosh, what was it even called? Can anyone in the chat tell me what it was called? It was it was on Steam. Actually, I didn't own it, but a friend owns it, and a few of us.
Really quick, Adam Jenkins became a sponsor. Thank you.
Oh wow! Thank you. Nice avatar there. It's the 8-bit, not the 8-bit, they're both 8-bit, but it's the Zelda 1 link to my Zelda 2 link that I use for everything.
I don't know what I was supposed to do there.
Yeah. That is an interesting choice, though. 1 or verse 2. So, I probably would have picked 1.
Oh, I thought I couldn't tell what it wanted me to do. It said breathe, and I don't know how to breathe. I don't know. It didn't tell me what button to push. Oh, it was press Y to breathe. Or press F. So I guess we'll see.
What was it called? It was called, it was a really weird name. Contradiction Spot the Liar. But it was like, you were like this detective going around this like small country town in England, and you were solving this murder, and it was sort of this sort of weird, I don't know if cult is the right word exactly, but you know, sort of uncover the mystery behind this murder and how it unfolds. There's some interesting acting in it.
Is there anybody big in it?
There's the guy who played one of the definitely the most frightening of the bad guys. He wasn't necessarily the bad guy, but he was definitely the scariest of the bad guys. He apparently was a fairly big actor, at least in England. I think we looked him up, and like it seemed like he had some significance, but we only movie that I think he'd been in that I saw was, I want to say he was like a surgeon in Die Another Day or something, which is like, like one of the worst Bond, maybe the worst Bond movie.
It's the worst Bond movie. Let's not
and it's, you know, it's been so long since I've seen it. I couldn't even recognize who it was. But anyway, it was interesting. Yes, I know I'm still on puppy cam. what's the problem? But the every time you like went back in to interview people, the guy went back in and he would say something like, "A few more questions, please."
And only FMGs I can really relate to is Night Trap and Sewer Shark and some other terrible ones from the Sega CD.
See. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, the main stuff. But, I mean, like, I like that when they became, like, elements of games later on. Yeah. Like, a lot of stuff in the 3DO.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I have the broadest experience with FMV, but it's something that I have a great deal of respect for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of a niche thing. It's kind of nice how they do it. Like, if you like King's Quest games and other games of that nature, this is kind of like the next upgrade to it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be kind of like a graphical adventure, but...
Right,
like Myst.
Right, because from what I remember seeing at the trailers, there was a lot of, like, he was, like, walking, and then, like, you saw him walking, you could point toward what he walks to and stuff like that.
At least he got a trophy.
Always.
I wonder if it's possible to, like, lose.
Maybe alternate endings?
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell with FMV games. They're either, like, really forgiving, where, like, there's no fail state. Or, you know, you can screw up and they'll let you keep playing and you don't even know you've screwed up.
Right. The music's pretty good. See, this is cool.
How is it's hard. I can't be too sure from the stream. How would you say the video compression is?
I think it looks really good, but I mean it's pretty muted, just like the colors scheme right now.
Setting the tone.
Oh, look at that! I can tell that I'm already gonna really like this. I was more expecting. I was not expecting it to be like a adventure kind of.
I wonder if my radiation level is safe.
Maybe this will be more like the Sherlock Holmes FMV games.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about those.
You might like them. Oh, I'm gonna do here.
They're very kind of like eggnog. You either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Radiation is just over 70 mR. That's acceptable.
This guy seems like he's the only one left in here. Nope. So I wonder if we're gonna go outside ever. So the, you know what makes me think of a little bit is was it 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Oh yeah, that was, I thought that was a really good movie.
Was it 10 or something like that?
Two
Cloverfield? I don't know, I don't remember.
I forget.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty good. For people in the chat that have not seen it, you should definitely watch it.
Oh. Gotta get everybody wound up and talk about the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, man.
You guys already knocked that one out?
Yeah.
I saw it Friday afternoon.
I saw it Thursday night.
Wow.
It was...
You guys beat me.
Well, I mean, I just go because, you know, like I was working a freelance job and it timed out pretty good. I was like, I'm just going to get some tickets and go after I finished. And I got there early and I realized that I didn't have to be there early because my movie theater got a assigned seating. And I was like, why? There's nobody here. Because last time when I saw episode 7, it was like crazy line throughout this entire place.
And then there were not that many people going. I went to at 12:05. But if you were saying no spoilers, we're not dropping
just thing in general.
Any spoilers.
It was very good. You'll enjoy it.
I'm probably going to go with my dad again. After Christmas.
I've heard some people saying that they liked it more on the second time.
Oh, interesting.
There's so many things you don't catch usually because so many things are going on. The second time, you really can appreciate it.
Yeah.
I saw someone was asking how many years you think it will be till there are RGB episodes on modern consoles. The episode that we're going to do on 4K TVs will definitely kind of cover modern consoles to some extent.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks, Chris, for the $2 donation. I don't know why it's not showing up in OBS. It should pop up, but it's not. Maybe I'll take a little bit of time to do it.
Am I going to Delaware for the holidays? Oh no, I don't. I don't have any family in Delaware anymore. It was just me and my parents living there, and now we all. I live in North Carolina, and they live in South Carolina. So, but it's funny, you know, visit Delaware every year for the past few years, though not the same part of Delaware because we've been staying at Game Dave's on our way to too many games.
Yep.
Always good times.
The best rent is free.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't know what just happened, but that guy was in like a warehouse on the toilet.
Yeah, he is pooping and eating beans.
Do you feel like any of the choices you're making could be setting you up for failure here?
No, it's like kind of sad. His mom's dead, and his last thing is to check on her. Bread upon the
running waters. Like King's Quest, you can save every 2 seconds.
I don't know. I haven't tried. I wonder if he can. What does this show? How long is this? What does it show up as on How Long to Beat?
Oh, let's check it.
I think it's about 2 hours.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You guys picked a good one for the time slot.
Yeah.
That was on long plays and probably a guy that's an expert at the game, though, so you got to add that into there.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, sometimes, you know, in-game time might be counted kind of funny or, you know, people might be using walkthroughs. It's always hard to guess.
I always just say if a pro did it on there, triple it, and that's probably how long it'd take me.
Yeah, but, you know, it's looking like it's actually pretty consistently 2 hours. So, interesting.
All right, we set the bar for you. Good luck. 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you'll be able to actually make it.
I guess we'll see.
Because I always find it a little...
It's increasing.
Things are faster. It's just that you really think that because of your experience with Panzer Dragoon Orta. You really don't believe it now.
Well, no. It's like... It's more like, you know, when you're playing a game where you got to pay attention to stuff, like, it's always harder on a stream.
Lance McDonald was like, what are your feelings on, in regards to latest DF Retro revealing your true name? I mean, your name is in the end of the, like, all the episodes.
Yeah.
It's not like a secret at all by any means. Not a secret at all.
Hey, just go to the
I told John, John said he reported it like 3 different ways. I just said, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean, so you haven't watched it all the way through yet?
3 months.
Oh, I have seen it, but I saw it before it was released.
I see. Yeah. Same here.
John, he's
got such a good way with words. I mean, he's like, I've said this before, like, I wish I could, like, write like he does, like the words that he uses.
You know, he told me something interesting. I don't know exactly what his process was, but he said he, like, kind of writes while he edits, which sounds difficult for the way I do things.
I could understand that. I mean, so does he edit and then...
He, like, kind of comes up with, like, what he wants to say as he's, like...
Right, well, I mean, we kind of do that when we do the, like, when we're doing, like, our comparisons, and then we kind of base our, what we write around that.
Yeah, to a point. I mean, sometimes, like, you know, I wish that I did this like he does, but, like, he said that he, like, records all of his comparisons before he even writes, which is... Definitely a good way to do it.
Yeah.
But the way that I've kind of done things when I'm writing is, like, I test something in, like, a sort of a more controlled way where I make a certain capture to really get an idea of, like, okay, this is like this, this is like this, but it's, like, not the kind of example I would want to use in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, I'm kind of wasting time that way, but...
So it's kind of making me, it's just kind of, I think the whole point is just to show that, oh, system error. See, that he is doing the same thing every day, essentially, for thousands of days. Uh-oh, but there's a system error now. He's like, oh no. Oh no!
Does he talk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and there's another trophy.
Wait, there's a dead pixel on John's camera? Are you sure it's John's camera? Because there's a dead pixel on Richard's camera. I didn't notice it on John's camera.
Where's the manual?
I can look in here.
But yeah, that video that John got to do, I mean, that was like... You know, it was cool to be part of that because I talked to him a lot about what, like, a big Donkey Kong Country fan I am, and you know, he got to interview some of those guys that worked on it, and I mean, that was like, I mean, you know, to have been involved with that in any capacity was definitely something I enjoyed because. You know, I've definitely, Corey said, you really stepped up your game on your, like, game analysis.
Yeah, you did, I think.
But, like,
but
I mean,
you've definitely, like, you've spent a lot of time thinking about it.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about why I like Donkey Kong Country so much. Someone in the chat is asking what kind of dog. She is a Sheltie. She doesn't have a name yet, but I'll hopefully settle in the next day or two.
I'm view my toy collection. So I don't think there's anybody else in this place.
I'm glad she's sleeping while I'm, you know, talking at stream talking volume.
Is she just, like, right behind your couch?
No. She's, like, in front of the PVMs.
Oh, okay. I'm really curious to see how the video loops.
I still haven't seen an opportunity to make a mistake.
Nah, I mean, it's just... So it kind of glitches the video, like.
Interesting.
That's how they mask it.
I mean, I would imagine for a game that it seems like people beat pretty consistently in 2 hours, that there's probably not a lot of opportunities to really screw up. But of course, you're still really early.
This is pretty intense. So his mom, like, makes it so he never leaves his room. Pretty or this like little section. So I think he's been in this section of the bunker his whole life. Just like if you don't leave your room, you'll be safe. You can't turn the doorknob. I can't do it.
Do you think like everything is like totally normal outside?
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be awesome if it was.
It's locked. Where's the key?
Like, so what was exactly the setup for why it was locked? What was the setup? I didn't totally catch it for like why they were going in here.
They didn't know. It just showed some just showed like a mushroom cloud.
Okay. So they at least
look at it. She's been like that's pretty creepy. Like she's like what's he going to do with her, really? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like another Norman Bates type of character.
Yeah.
Mother, I need you.
It's like, Mother, I need you. Let's check in here.
I'm scared.
So, Kevin, do you want to tell the chat, like, kind of a little bit about your channel?
Oh, sure. I can ramble on. Yeah, my channel's pretty casual. I just do a game night series, which is basically an excuse for me and my best friend, Eric. We played games since high school together. Mm-hmm. And recently we did every year we do for like the anniversary of the game nights, Ninja Turtle game. So this year was Hyperstone Heist game. And what we do is we go back to compare it to the other ones that we played. Mm. And we Turtles in Time. We've done the reshelled edition of it. We've done, you know, like the arcade version for main. And other than the focus on that, it's more of a kind of a quick review channel. I just take whatever game I really am in the mood for. I'll kind of play it from beginning to end. And then I'll do like a 5 to 6 minute review on it. And I just call them quick views. Mm-hmm. That way it's, I always look for on the internet kind of reviews that'll just give me the bare bones and then give me an idea if it's worth my time. Because I'm sure you guys can relate nowadays that time is very valuable for games.
Indeed.
So I always got to research and be like, is this really worth the time to play this?
So what's your favorite Ninja Turtles game?
Oh, that's hands down the Super Nintendo Turtles in Time. So.
I really want to replay that one because, like, it didn't really resonate with me that much. But then when I played Hyperstone Heist a couple years ago, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. And they're... You know, for all intents and purposes, you know, kind of the same game. I mean, they're very similar.
When was the last time you played Hyperstone Heist? That's my first question.
I mean, it was like 2 years ago. It was like the only time I played it.
Okay.
But it was much longer ago than I played 4.
Okay, I'll tell you right now because I remember Hyperstone Heist being really good and really close to the Super Nintendo game. And when we played it for our game night special, we both are like, this is terrible compared to the Super Nintendo version. What they did at the end is like a boss rush, and it's like all just slapped in there just to kind of lengthen the game, and the variety of levels is not there in comparison. But that's just my opinion from what I noticed playing it. I mean, it's still a fun game, but it's not as good as the Super Nintendo one. So I'm curious when you replay it if you're going to have that same idea.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, you know, I've always kind of had this bias, I feel, against the other Turtles games because I really, 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 really don't like the brawler thing where hitting the two buttons at one time uses your good move and it takes away health.
I gotcha.
It's like, why would I use that? Health is so much more valuable than doing a little bit more damage.
You know, there's the one game, I think it's an import for the Super Nintendo, where you beat up so many guys, you charge up a meter, and then you use that meter up so it doesn't take away health. What is that game? I can't think of it offhand.
I don't know what that is, but the game that I thought did a really good job of balancing it was, and I know this is not the most popular game in the series, but I played the Japanese version, which is considered better, Streets of Rage 3.
Okay.
Which it has like a cooldown on
the meter.
On the, yeah. It does just say okay, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's just like, all right, I'm okay, so let's do it.
Yeah, so.
And then they punish you and take away health if you keep hitting it.
You can use the move any time. I mean, it's just like the other games, you can use it any time, but if it's okay, then there's no health loss. And that's I thought that was a perfect solution. I really like that because it recharges relatively quickly.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm a big Streets of Rage fan, but it's been a long time since I played 3, and I forgot all about that okay meter until you just brought it up. So,
yeah, it's got a great point. Such a good balance, but
yeah, that's perfect.
It always annoyed me in Ninja Turtles 3. Like the first time I played that, my friend who introduced me to it was like, "Oh, this is so much better than 2." And then like as soon as I saw that, you know, you do your AB move, and it hurts you, I'm like, "What is this garbage?" So. I like Turtles 3, I like Turtles 4, but I've just never quite been able to forgive them for that.
Well, I'd have to say in Turtles 4, that special move isn't that crucial. I don't really use that much in that one, but I get where you're coming from, though.
Man, if I knew you were a big Turtles fan, I could have played the arcade game.
Oh yeah, you've got the PCB.
Yeah.
I threw all my suggestions at you, and I forgot that one. Who would
have I mean, it's not crucial, but that's almost kind of like the problem to me, because it's like, oh, well, they took away a move. I've got one less move now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that one, there's not a whole lot of moves, if I remember correctly, except for like the dash that kind of adds a move to it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I actually like in the Sega Genesis version over the Super Nintendo, is that there's a dedicated dash button, so you can just hit it. I think on the Super Nintendo, you have to double tap. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I can't quite remember. It's been so long since I played the Super Nintendo one. I don't remember a ton of specifics of the Genesis one, but it wasn't that long ago I played it.
Yeah, it'll be really fun for the first couple levels, but then you'll start seeing a whole lot of repetition.
Yeah. But I've always
been... Should I play Ninja Turtles?
But
it
won't
take me a second
game.
For me to switch it up. What?
But everybody loves this game.
If everyone wants me to... People want me to play Ninja Turtles. I'll play Ninja Turtles.
I'm always down.
Let's see what the chat says. Should I continue with this?
The chat.
This game looks great, but it sounds like it won't take you long to finish it off stream if you want to.
Right. I mean, that's why I feel like people are like, should I play Turtles? Should I play the arcade game? Like the actual.
I mean, if you could do the setup without taking too much time, I think it'd be pretty cool to play the actual arcade game.
That one you can knock out in like 50 minutes on the arcade PCB.
Especially since you could do free play.
Yep.
All right, let's do that then.
We're all over it. And since I know the version differences so well, I can tell you all the differences between the arcade and the Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's right. It's Turtles in Time. It's not the... I think it's Turtles in Time, right? Not the arcade game.
Yeah.
Or the what I call Turtles 2.
Yep.
On NES. I always liked the NES version better, personally.
The NES one had an added level, correct?
Yeah, well, it has two added levels. It's got
the dojo and the snow level.
Yep, yep. And I remember the bosses that were in those levels. I want to say came to the show after the game was already out, if I'm remembering correctly.
I think you're right about the snow level, that character.
Maybe not the Shogun level.
Shogun. I think he was just a generic, samurai guy.
Yeah, but I do remember it being, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
When they were, advertising. I don't remember if they were, specifically referencing the NES game. I just remember the promos for that episode. It's like, oh, it's that guy from Snow Level. Yeah, I definitely remember, I thought those were good levels, and I guess I kind of the smaller sprites sort of feel more manageable.
Yeah,
to me, that compared to the arcade game, but
I always like Crank's theme music in the NES version better than the arcade and all those.
Mm.
And it's kind of funny when it comes to Turtles. I almost prefer the console over the arcade version in all of them. I think
really, even Turtles 4, huh?
Yep, Turtles 4.
To be honest, I'm not sure if I've ever actually played a Turtles 4 arcade machine.
Oh wow. There's actually significant differences in bosses. They don't even have Bebop and Rocksteady in the arcade one, but they do on the console port.
It's got an interesting title song. I remember from the reporter would show me his PCB before.
Yeah, and it rocks out pretty good because, like I said, I think it was last year we did the PCB one, or actually the main version, the arcade version is what I meant. I really need to get a super gun one of these days for PCBs, but emulation's just too easy.
Let me tell you, Corey has not had an easy time of the whole super gun situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's but he kind of got some things straightened out recently. When he's got his headphones back on, we'll have to ask him. You know, he showed on stream a few weeks ago this board that he bought that he thought was going to be this great thing, but then Voltar took a closer look at it, and some other people were looking at it, were like, there's some things that ought to be on that board that are not on that board. It's far too simple and, you know, it's going to be passing unsafe levels of
voltage,
sync and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, Voltar is the man. He's a lifesaver for me. My Duo R I bought on eBay was done by that Deuce DeJans guy.
Yeah.
And he did a repair for me. He barely was able to resurrect it, but it's up and running now. Looks beautiful on my PVM, though. Best investment was that Duo R a long time ago. Now, do you both have Duo R's or...
I've got the interface unit.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the classic PC engine with the separate CD unit together. I think the coolest looking system. It is noisier than a RGB Duo R would be. just because of the way that the interface unit is kind of constructed. Although Voltar might take another look at it soon. He's kind of got some ideas, maybe. So we're going to see if we can maybe clean it up a little bit. It won't be as perfect as a Duo R, but I just really like owning that version of the system. I just think it looks cool.
I think that's like
a briefcase.
Yeah, you can pick it up. Is awesome. But is there a difference in speeds on any of those CDs in any of those models?
I don't know. 2X or 1X? To be honest, I have not really played a lot of CD stuff on it yet.
Okay. Yeah, I played my fair share of them, and it seems to be a little bit faster because I had the external for the TurboGrafx, and that one just seemed to take longer, but that could have been, a variety of reasons.
Now, I know Corey set up a new receiver. We actually both just bought the same AV receiver because in the long run, it's going to be pretty helpful for how we route things with the OSSC. And once Corey upgrades to 4K stuff, it'll be useful for that too. But I got a deal, and he got an even better deal. But I'll be interested how he's if he's got a super gun routed through it correctly.
Yeah, because isn't the challenge with a super gun? Every board isn't really consistent on the video output. You got to have something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to ask him when he comes back, because he's got he said he did something and got it looking really clean, and I forget what it was. That one adapter that he was hoping to use, he is not using now.
Hang on, I'm just having a couple of issues. I'll be there in a second. You guys just keep talking.
Yeah, we're good at that.
Can you hear us? No, he cannot. I keep seeing my puppy stretch on the replay on the stream. I can't quite. Uh oh, I think she might be stirring now.
Yeah, enjoy it. At that age, they sleep what, like 16 hours a day?
They do sleep quite a bit, but I was hoping she might sleep through the stream.
Well, you might have a stream helper in a minute.
Yeah, she just had a big mistake prior to the stream, so I'm hoping she's not going to have to do anything more soon.
Especially on camera.
Yeah. Oh, I hear her fussing a little bit. I might need to take her out, but I'll try to wait until Corey comes back. Unless she just lays back down.
Yeah, I can't hear her on my end. Well, the real question is,
oh, here we are.
And why, I guess.
You know, I guess probably Donatello.
Nice, that's mine.
Like back in the day, I definitely liked Michelangelo because I really always liked like the more class clown type characters when I was a kid. Like I liked, you know, Dale over Chip, and you know Michelangelo because you know he was just kind of the silly one.
Because he's the party dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The funny thing is, me and Eric always picks, like, Leonardo. And I'm like, why do you pick him? Your favorite character is Raphael. He's like, well, his weapons got short range, so to hell with him.
Yeah. He's usually stronger, though, isn't he?
Alright, now I feel like I'm at Pizza Hut. Perfect. Okay, so this is the real deal, the original one. I thought we were doing the, you know, the Turtles in Time, but hey, this works.
Oh wait, is this the original Turtles? Is it Turtles in Time? Okay, for some reason I thought you had Turtles in Time.
I thought it was Turtles in Time too.
Maybe you got the other one and I didn't realize it?
No biggie. There you go. And well, we can still compare the differences on this one to the NES version.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the two levels, and we'll try.
I mean, this is. This will be fun. You know, I was not like a. I didn't really go to arcades a whole ton as a kid, but I mean, this was definitely probably the game I played the most. But even then, it wasn't like a ton.
Yeah, my babysitters were arcades, so you go to the bowling alley and drop off the kid, or go to Pizza Hut, drop off the kid, you're good to go. And we're going to have to bet which character is Corey going to pick.
Mm.
You're probably like already know his turtle.
I feel like he strikes me as a Leonardo guy.
I gotcha.
Corey likes to go for default characters.
He's got the good range. Can't go wrong with him. I don't even know if there is a range difference. It's just in the sprite or not, or I'm assuming that there's a range difference because it's a longer weapon.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Because I'm looking at Raphael right there, SWAT, and then you look at Donatello swatting, it doesn't look too much of a difference, really.
All right.
All right, we're ready.
Longer than I anticipated.
That always is fun.
Can you hear us again? I guess not. I can.
Not until he's in that chair.
There we go.
All right, we're back?
Yeah, we're back.
You might need to move your webcam over a bit.
Oh, weird. Hang on. Thanks.
So, am I mistaken, or did I just forget? I thought the game you owned was Turtles in Time. Did you get this recently?
No, I've had this. This is the one that I've had. I borrowed Turtles in Time.
Oh, okay.
But no, this is the one that I own. This is the one that I really love. I mean,
yeah, I prefer this one myself.
Yeah, this one's classic. You can't go wrong.
But also, our good friend Undamned made me some new EPROMs for this, so that I can. It made it a 2-player mode, so I can choose my character now.
Oh,
it's not by the controller port, right?
Yep, exactly. So this makes it so that I can just play both.
Because even on the MAME, I used the MAME on my original Xbox. I had to make sure for my character, I had to plug the Xbox controller in that port to make sure I got that character. So,
oh, right.
Same frustrations.
So,
this is probably, I mean, like, probably my favorite arcade game, like after like Street Fighter 2. I mean, I just have so many like special like fond memories of this game specifically. You know, like it was. I just remember, you know, the first time I ever saw it, and like there were so many people at the arcade. It was like out the door, like people were just like, you know, waiting to play. And it's just like it still blows my mind that I like have that game. Like I'm just playing it right now.
I was talking about when you couldn't really hear, but you got a RGB looking pretty good using some method other than that SCART pass through board, right?
Well, this is the built in now. I mean, I think I got it pretty good. Like I just
right, but you made some changes, right? Didn't you?
Well, I just cranked up the levels on the built in. On the J-Rock that's in there, and then I have more control over the front. I think the front dials, so I can just like turn.
Wow, this level is so much shorter in the arcade version.
You know, after I beat this, maybe I'll play Thunder Fox. I can beat them both.
Oh yeah, that game was looking awesome.
Yeah.
Was that ported to the Sega Genesis, Thunder Fox?
Yep.
Okay, then I know that game.
The arcade version is, like, a lot better.
Oh, I bet. I remember playing that at the arcade, and then I rented the Sega Genesis version as a kid, and I'm like, whoa, this is way different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, it plays very similar. It's just, it's, like, missing a lot of the levels.
And, like stuff you can hop into and drive.
Right. I mean, there's shooter levels.
Mm-hmm.
I was like going. I can't. Couldn't do
it. You know, the Konami Boss Flash is just classic. I can't believe how much shorter that level is from what I'm used to.
Yeah, it seems a lot longer on the NES one.
Yeah, it's like at least four times as long.
Because you'd have to, all those balls would come down the stairs and stuff. Mm-hmm. It felt like there were a lot of those.
Well, they had to give you more bang for your buck, and here they're, you know. I mean, if with four people playing, you're pretty much gonna like. You can play through the whole game if you wanted to.
Doesn't the quantity of bad guys change depending on how many people are in?
I'm sure. I've never. Okay. I couldn't tell you because I like there's really no way for me to play anything above two players. Look at him. Look at him running. He's going to get me. He's going to get me. Come on. Oh, then he pulled out his...
I love how his arms are lying down by his side.
Yeah. Well, we both guessed wrong. Try said you're going to pick Leonardo.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I think
you thought I was like the Leonardo guy?
You're like a default character guy.
Oh, no, I mean, it's like Donatello's always been my favorite.
And he's the man. I guess we all got the same favorite turtle. We got that going for us.
Yeah, and not only that, but like his throw looks like is a lot better than everybody else's, I think, because he uses his bow staff to like kind of, you know, jam it into him and throw it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, to see if there's even a difference in range depending on the character. Is it just the sprite and everybody has the same range, or is there actually an advantage to Leonardo or Donatello?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that that he definitely has like a better range, for sure. I mean, Raphael definitely has the shorter, but he's the only one that has like a different special move too.
Okay.
His special move has a lot more range.
Because like in the NES one, a lot of people don't realize they balanced it out. Like Raphael would hit and have more power down on enemies because it's a shorter range, and Donatello was a lot weaker, but he had higher range.
So I guess that makes sense then.
I don't know if they did that in the arcade at all, but I know in the NES that they did that. The first game. Not even an arcade one, just the first one that everybody is usually not a big fan of. Because they don't like swimming with all that seaweed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I kind of have a soft spot for that. I think it's a pretty good game.
I enjoy it.
At the time, it has a really good soundtrack, but I guess like every single Konami game of the era had
a good soundtrack. I don't know a Konami game that has a bad soundtrack. Not offhand.
I feel like this level was more similar to the NES version than the first level.
The NES version, a whole bunch of Pizza Hut advertisements.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, in the movie, they ate Domino's. It's all confusing.
Oh, yeah,
you look
yeah.
at the first movie, they're eating Domino's. What's that all about?
You know, I love talking about the first movie. I think the first movie, like even now, like holds up really, really well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I revisited it, you know, for the first time since I was a kid. Oh, you know, probably maybe 8 years ago. And, like, yeah, I had no expectation of that movie holding up. And I was just like, holy cow, this is like really good. Like, yeah. This is a legitimately very good movie.
Yeah. And you know, like, it has one of my favorite kind of, you know, tropes that you don't see it that often, but it, like, I love it when it pops up, is when they kind of, when the heroes get beaten really badly and they kind of escape into like, to like,
survival.
Like, yeah, well, just like into like the, like a farmhouse, like out in the country.
Yeah.
You know, the second Avengers movie did that too, where they kind of got beaten badly and they retreat to this, like, this farmhouse in the middle of nowhere so nobody can find them.
I just like, because the first movie, the turtles would say damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a little surprising.
Yeah.
Not better than Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go in the second one.
Yeah.
I still have not revisited the second movie, which I'm definitely not expecting to like as much. And I've never seen the third, but I've actually been kind of excited to see it because it sounds like it's almost so bad it's good, right?
It's a possibility.
You know, I have a kind of a soft spot for the first one, or the third one. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, but it's been a very, very long time since I've seen it, and they brought back, like, Casey Jones is in it again. He wasn't in the second one, I don't think.
Well, keep in mind, you're always comparing a series to the series itself. Turtles 1 was the best, and then it got worse, and then worse. So that's why people probably don't like that one so much, because they're comparing it to the best one.
I always thought it was kind of annoying. Like, I feel like I've probably only seen the second movie when I saw it in theaters as a kid. But I always remember being disappointed that they just, like, made up these new mutants. Like, why?
Yeah,
like,
they really have...
Yeah, how big of a roster to work with, and they made up more.
It's like, why not give people just, like, what they want to see anyway. And, you know, I because of that disappointment, I had to, when I think it was it, Corey? It was free. The new Turtles 2 was like free on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
See, I thought it was pretty bad.
You watched it Out of the Shadows?
Yeah, I had to watch it just because it's like, okay, it's cool that they put in Krang and Roxanne and Bebop, but yeah, I thought it was pretty bad.
See, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I think that it's probably like taking all the material from the original show, like that is about the best it could reasonably be.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, A for effort for, you know, having like the, you know, the Turtles characters people wanted to see, but I just thought it was pretty bad. But I mean, I thought the first of the new Turtles movies was watchable enough. I mean, not
See, that's good. Interesting. I thought that I thought the second one was a lot better than the first one.
I thought the first one was better.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, don't get me wrong, the second one, you know, it had the things I wanted to see, but I just did not think it was very enjoyable.
I mean, it's a live-action version of the cartoon. I mean, that's what everyone had, I think, that was a Turtles fan, had like convinced themselves that that's like what they wanted from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give it to them, and it's kind of like, oh, well, I guess it's not very good.
You know, something people don't talk about anymore was that CG movie like a direct continuation of the first three.
Yeah, which was very good.
I thought it was great. I've only watched it one time, I think, but
yeah, I
thought
just saw it was in the theater, and that's it.
Yeah, the TMNT one.
Right? Yep. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that was my big disappointment, was Krang for any of them. You know? Krang's my favorite.
Yeah, Krang was my favorite as a kid, for sure. Like, I've always kind of liked, like, the second-in-command villain, because they've always seemed like they're actually the smarter one.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, this level, I think, is longer on the NES, too. If I remember correctly, because you like sit on that skateboard for a while and you have a lot of cars to pass through.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if they're all, because this is like the end of it already.
You know what? I should probably look up a long plays of actual this arcade game and the NES arcade and see what's the gap difference.
I think, you know, what's really interesting about this, I think that they had to make this game really, really quick. Like, there was not very much, very long development time on it.
Really? I mean.
Because they like got the, you know, like the rights to make it, and then they like had to crank it out really quick.
Interesting. I mean, they did a good job considering.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Work well under pressure, Mega Man 3 style.
Yeah,
maybe this is where Konami's totalitarian sort of
where it started.
This is where it all started.
I'm seeing about an hour solid, or hour 5 minutes for the NES version.
Yeah, I mean this is pretty short. This next level has my favorite music in the game. It's like one of those arcade tracks that I've always like.
Remembered. This one's kind of looking like 45 minutes under an hour.
Yeah.
So NES one definitely has a little bit there.
I love the music. I think I have this music play in the pre-stream.
Oh. You know, I don't know if I've seen the entirety of the arcade version played.
Well, you're about to.
Put that on your bucket list, check that.
Oh, I don't know. Can you make it with free play? What controller are you using?
I'm using the PS1 controller right now.
Okay.
You know, one thing I really like about this is that it has, like, that at-will auto-fire. And I know I should be playing with the arcade stick, but it would just take me too long to set it up.
I would never ever choose an arcade stick when I could choose a D-pad.
I'm with Tri.
Just I absolutely never would.
Well, if you want that authentic experience,
I don't. I want a better experience.
Yeah, I'll only take the arcade stick if it's actually on a cabinet. Then I don't really need to use anything other than a gamepad.
I like that some of them have, like, those huge hammers. Like, that's like the weapon that they chose. Like, some of them have guns, and these guys, like, just, like some of them have spears.
They ran out of guns. They had to switch to the hardware of hammers, you know?
Yeah.
The whole foot club.
This guy's like, yeah, I think I'll take the hammer. Yeah. the funny thing is, I feel like those hammers probably have like what's the term I'm looking for, like a durability rating of like one use, because they have like such thin, like they look like the head of the hammer is so heavy, I feel like the neck of it or whatever you call it would just shatter.
So they just put a hammerhead on top of the bow that Donatello's using.
Yeah. Or it looks like it's kind of the same sprite as the spears.
I mean, when you think about it, like, this is just like a straight shot. Like, this whole level is just like a straight shot through, like, a very boring looking level. You can tell that they made it pretty quick.
Yeah, but it's cool because it's got, like, the cars on it.
Yeah.
You're fighting in the street. You're street fighting.
Yeah.
Street fighting man. Oh, and then there's this.
Now in the NES version, did they have all the types of foot soldiers? Because I don't think they had the hammer guys.
I don't know. I've rarely played the NES version. I mean, I have it, but at the time, I was thinking like, oh man, it looks so bad compared to the arcade. So I had no desire to really play it.
Yeah, it's one of those games that you have to appreciate the limitations of the hardware, and you're like, hey, this is pretty good considering what it's on.
Yeah, exactly. But
compared to this, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a good hamburger or a good steak. Pick one.
I mean, I just ended up playing the NES one so much more, so that's why I got more attached to it. Like, my arcade experience was mostly just kind of like mall arcades.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was, like, not super often. Like, it was generally only if, like, I feel like most of the time when I was at the mall, it was like just with my mom, and you know, so I was going to stores that I didn't care anything about. And you know, if like I was at the mall with both of my parents, then I could like go to the arcade. You know, my dad would take me to the arcade. But like, I never like went to like a not arcade, not in a mall arcade. Like when I was, you know, the right age, I feel, anyway.
And I always had some bank to play. You needed money.
Yeah. But this was like the one game that I really remember gravitating toward.
Well, yeah, it was hard not to. I see someone is asking if we're going to ever do a updated game room tour. Maybe.
I guess it's possible. I mean, to a small extent, maybe the 4K TV episode will be that. Though it's not going to get into like the PVMs and stuff. It'll just be about the TV. Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have my episode done. It's going to be out Tuesday is when I'm assuming that it's going to be ready.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go right into the other one.
Yeah, I just need to write and record some stuff for that.
Yeah.
The episode that I was working on is looking like we're going to actually release like probably early next year.
Yeah, it's going to be in January, but
is there a version of this level in the NES game? This doesn't feel familiar.
Yeah, you fought in the street and you still got to save Splinter.
Yeah, but like with these lasers, I don't really remember this part. With the lasers.
And now you're making me trying to second guess my own. I want to say so, because I remember Splinter being carried away by those mousers. That's definitely in the NES version.
Yeah.
You know what? There are lasers in the NES one, I'm pretty sure, now that I'm thinking about it.
Are the rock dudes in this version?
I remember the rock bosses. General Craig and the Gravestone guy. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
There's like two main rock guys. I remember the bosses being there, but I don't remember rock guys being an actual regular enemy. Just the boss. I think it was just foot soldiers and those little robot guys and the mousers.
Yeah.
A rock guy would probably make the NES throw up or something as a regular sprite.
But I think I may have mentioned this on a recent stream, but my favorite thing in Sunset Overdrive was several of them were good, but the respawn animation, like your character, like when you die, you respawn, and it's like usually kind of referencing something, but by far my favorite one was the one where they like whatever the drill things in Ninja Turtles are called, like it just comes up and your character walks out and it's called
the transporters. Yeah.
Yeah. They just call them transporters.
That's what I've called them. It could be. I think they actually have a specific name. Let me see that one. I wanted that toy as a kid because you could buy it, the toy version.
Yeah, did I might have had it. If I didn't have it, I know I wanted it.
Yeah, that's the big competition. The only thing I had as a kid was the turtle van, and the guys had like a vehicle, like a Cadillac or something. And those are the only two things I had other than characters.
Yeah, I had the Technodrome, I had the van, I think I had like the sewer hideout.
Oh man, you're just spoiled.
I wish I still had those things. I've got like a giant crane.
Oh man, the humongous one, because there's a regular action figure size.
Right, like there's the one where he's in like the little bipedal walker thing.
Oh yeah, there's the walker one, but there is an Android body one. I actually got mine.
But the Krang that fits inside the little pod thing, like it's the same Krang that fits inside the body thing. So it's like proportional size, really.
Yeah, it's humongous. I think that's like giant Krang.
Yeah,
the other one's just called like Android body or something.
Yeah,
it's like an action figure size.
Yeah, but I've still got that. It's at my parents' house. And I've also got this, like, Rocksteady that's probably, like, it's probably, like, 14 inches tall. It's probably, like, it's at least a foot tall.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, like, it has, like, movable arms and everything, but it's just, like, a giant Rocksteady.
I don't even know where that come from.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't particularly remember having it, but it's just, like, there's, like, these... like maybe two or three trash cans.
I love how big the explosions are in this game.
At my parents' house that like have are just like filled with old action figures, mostly Ninja Turtles.
No Transformers or He-Man hiding in there?
No, I didn't really my big things were like Ghostbusters and then Ninja Turtles, and then I wasn't really into a whole lot of other action figures.
That's funny. I'd have to say the biggest of mine is Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters. Still got the firehouse in my basement.
Yeah. Yeah. My like first childhood obsession was Teddy Ruxpin. And then,
You gonna get the modern one that came out?
Did they like change how it looks?
It looks very similar, but he's got LED eyes and he's not as robotic and gremlin creepy looking.
I mean, hey, now don't be saying Teddy Ruxpin is creepy. Actually, apparently, I thought he was kind of creepy. Like what my parents tell me is like I was like super entranced by it, but I was also kind of afraid of it. So I would like if I like picked it up, I would like hold it kind of, like I would like pick it up by the ears, but kind of hold it like arm's length. But I was just like. In trance, but like Teddy Ruxpin was like more than just like the figure. Like there was a TV show and there were figure, like you know, regular action figures. Like I was way into that. But that was like my first like obsession like that. But then, you know, Ghostbusters was a pretty sharp tone shift from that, I guess. And then,
oh, definitely.
That fed into Ninja Turtles. But I feel like Ninja Turtles was like kind of my last big like action like, figure
it's
thing.
It's just like going through quarters like crazy here.
It's always funny if you can tally up and see how much you spend.
What is your quarter button?
I select.
Okay.
Cost a solid $5.
Man, I don't think this elevator is in the NES version. You know you're almost to the final boss when you got to go down a diagonal elevator.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, I don't even know if diagonal elevators exist in real life, but... But bad guy hideouts are all about them.
My favorite elevator is in Streets of Rage 2. You're literally in a baseball field, and then it turns into an elevator.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best right there.
That's the best elevator in the world.
Yeah. I want to see that one. What baseball stadium do you go to see that?
Oh, so that's kind of silly. So you have to fight the same guy again. It's like, all right, so...
And these guys are just quarter killers right here.
Yeah.
Well, he looks different. He's definitely a different character. Like, the sprite is very different. Like, he's constructed differently. It's just another guy of the same thing.
He's got a cool-looking gun, though. It's like a grenade launcher.
I can't remember for sure if you fight him in the NES one or not. Probably. Unless is this where you fight Krang in the NES version?
No.
I believe so. You fight him really? In the Technodrome, don't you?
Yeah. But, I mean, you fight him both.
He's in front of, like, the warp gate.
Right,
sure.
that's...
I mean, the funny part is I've played all the Turtle games for my channel, but I haven't done the arcade NES one yet. That's probably going to be next year's. So I don't know it as well. But if you see a warp gate and it's Krang, then that's still accurate. The other funny thing that I noticed when we were talking about the Sega Genesis version, the Super Nintendo version, in the video we noticed in Sega, when you pick up pizza, it's called Wooka Pie.
Wooka Pie?
Yeah, Wooka Pie.
Oh, the dog.
But it's just pizza time on the Super Nintendo, so they really figured they needed to change that.
The puppy got in her bed.
Oh, she's been in there for a while. She just readjusted, though. I saw her turn it around. She's got her eyes open, but she's not fussing. Maybe we'll make it through the stream without a... She was fussing a little bit earlier, but...
Without any yips?
I don't know. She hasn't yipped. But I'm hoping maybe we can make it through the stream without me having to take her out. Because I'd like to not have to take her out too long before bedtime. Because hopefully she just needs to go once more. I don't think she peed overnight last night. There's no evidence.
It's always best not to give them too much water before bed.
I was going to say, you couldn't get me.
Now, this has been the NES, I remember. You got General Craig. And I think you already did the other stone guy.
Yeah.
Now, after him should be Krang.
I mean, I'm fighting Krang right now.
Oh, did you
fall behind? Oh, she got back out of her bed. Oh, she's hard to see on the stream now.
Nope, she's trying to push. Is she sticking her face out?
No, she's not facing toward me. You can just see her tail in 1 foot now. Pretty much a, like, 100% of the time mark of a Sheltie is that they have a white tip on their tail.
Ah, interesting. So you adopted her. I mean, was she? I don't like. Because with cats, you can just like adopt them. I mean, she costs like money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Registration and usually neutered or not. Isn't that part of it?
I mean, I have to agree to spay.
Right.
Which I mean, obviously, I would have done regardless. But
yeah.
It's much too early for that now.
No, definitely.
I I'm in the last boss. I wonder if I'm going to beat it. Oh, see, you know,
playing more quarters.
This is what's funny is it's pretty frustrating. Like in the arcade, like he has that move that like kills you with one hit, like turns you to like back into like a regular sized turtle. And I mean, when you're paying money, like that's pretty frustrating. It's like kind of a cheap move.
So are you saying they took that out of this version?
No. It's in here. I'm saying that like it's like that just like gets you to, you know, spend more money.
So which is the real share? The one where the mask falls off or not?
No, the one that doesn't fall off.
Oh, okay.
Which seems like knock the mask off is the real Shredder.
Which it seems like kind of weird. It seems like it'd be the opposite.
No, I agree. But I guess you can't knock a mask off a clone or something, right? That's their logic. You know, this is a boss rush I don't mind. It's like, hey, you got different bosses. It's not like repeat ones that you'll soon see in the Hyperstone heist. All they did was do a palette swap on all of them, and then they're like, here you go, beat them all again.
Man, he takes a lot of hits.
He really does. Makes me feel like, oh, he looks so weird when he turns into like a regular turtle. Like,
it's like kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Like he's got this like human sort of shape to him.
Yeah. I got
I don't know if it was this way in the first of the Michael Bay Turtles movies, but something I noticed in the second one was that Donatello has like a Super Famicom controller like on his belt or something, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure it was like specifically a Super Famicom one too. Or maybe it was a PAL Super Nintendo. I don't know. But it was
so weird about the new movies. Like they just like at the end they're completely like known. Did that ever happen in the cartoon? Like where people just knew?
I don't know. Like I kind of stopped watching the cartoon.
Yeah,
cartoon lasted a long time.
Seasons or more. Yeah, there was like a point where like, you know, stuff you felt like you shouldn't like some of the things that you liked as a kid anymore. And like I hit that phase with Turtles at some point. And of course now I would like to go back and see how they work. I remember like my freshman year in college. I think I've told this story before where like I had this idea of like, I'm going to wake up early on Saturdays and get back into Saturday morning cartoons. And you know, waking up that early on Saturdays did not last very long. But like that was my freshman year was when like the Kirby show
started. Back at you.
Kirby right back at you, and wow. And the new, well, I say new. I mean, this was like 15 years ago, but the whatever Turtles version of the Turtles cartoon was new then, which I feel like I think that was like the first one since the original series, like the first kind of new reimagining.
Yeah.
I remember it being pretty good, but you know,
I'm gonna get Thunder Fox. I'll be right back.
Okay. I just couldn't keep it up.
Yeah, Saturday mornings in college just don't mix.
I think I may have made it two or three of those. I thought the Kirby show was pretty good, though. I'd like to check out more of that someday.
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember much about it offhand.
It's got a catchy theme song. It's like King DDD. He just wants to get rid of that Kirby. And
Bowser syndrome.
Yeah, just got to get rid of that Kirby, and he's like always like. He's calling this like hotline to like order a monster to get that Kirby.
Never do it yourself, you know. Just get a henchman.
he's got his like right hand man in the cartoon is a snail called Escargoon.
Nice.
Who's not in any of the games.
remember for college for me, I just lucked out because I remember a lot of DVD sets of animated series that I always wanted to see. All of them came out, like
Batman.
I picked up that, and I remember binge watching that in college.
Yeah. There were a number. I didn't really successfully get through any of the complete DVD sets, but there were a number that came out while I was in college, like all the Animaniacs and Pinky of the Brain. This is probably a show that a lot of people would think is a weird thing to have nostalgia for, but I got all of the Garfield and Friends.
I'm with you on that one. Garfield.
You know, and to be honest, like when I watched a pretty good chunk of them, and they were better than I expected them to be.
Well, they aged really well. Actually, I watched those with my daughter. I'm like, this is real cartoons, and then it shows Garfield saying somebody needs to be drug out in the street and shot. So you could say that.
And you know, back in the day, it was always kind of like a disappointment when U.S. Acres came on, but like. It's like, actually, U.S. Acres is actually, like, really fun.
I don't mind at all. Orson's all right. Roy's my favorite, though.
DuckTales and Chippendale. I got those, too.
Which, you never go wrong with... You know what? DuckTales, they never finished the DVD set, did they? I remember buying two volumes, and it didn't have all the episodes.
I thought I had all of them. I think... I feel relatively sure I've got them all, but then again, maybe it's possible that there are some missing episodes and I didn't know. I don't think I finished watching all of them, but I watched a pretty significant chunk. My favorite
seasons are the key ones.
The part that killed me the most when I was rewatching them is there's this one episode where, I think it's actually like it's like a ongoing storyline for a number of episodes where. I forget exactly the core of the storyline, but Scrooge was...
Hey, Troy, really quick. Yeah. Do you remember Taito? Because they made this game.
I do remember. I also remember the DuckTales episode where I think... There was this competition for, like, you know, the richest duck in the world or whatever. And
Scrooge, with, like that fruit that glows your mouth or something?
Yeah. I forgot exactly what the exact plot was. But, he was, like, trying to secretly ship his money to the other side of the world and had a shipment of ice cream. And, And someone comes into his office and says, "Sir, I've got a bad news. What one of your ships was sunk by a sea monster." And he goes, "Oh no." He says, "But the good news is it was just filled with ice cream." Of course, it was what had this money, and he was like, goes into this. Just like Patty is, it just goes on and on and on. He goes, "A sea monster ate my ice cream. A sea monster ate my ice cream. A sea monster ate my ice cream." It's like one of those things. It's like, haha, that's funny. And then it's like, okay, it's not funny. And then it like keeps going on. And it's like, okay, this is pretty funny.
Is that the one where the sea monster is actually a robot?
I think so. Yeah. It was. I mean, again, you know. College was a while ago at this point.
That's classic. Well, I've actually read the comics too, and that came straight from the comics. I remember reading that comic. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
See, Kevin, these are levels that the Genesis version is missing. So it misses the shooter levels.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the Genesis one, I remember renting it, and, you know, I just had arcade expectations, and that's what really soured it for me. But it's still a fun game to play.
Yeah, I kind of want to do a video on it at some point. I have, like, the Genesis version completely captured, and now that I have this, I can definitely do it. I just have this fascination of, like, these games where, like, somebody goes after, like, an army of people, like, head-on with, like, nothing but a knife.
Rambo style.
Yeah. But, like, not even, like, sneaking around or anything. You're just, like, stabbing right through them, like this and a Russian attack.
I'm with you. Russian attack. Now, that's a good one. Yeah. And they both do two players at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even the Genesis supports two players, I'm assuming, right?
This is one player only. Or the home version is of this is one player. But gotcha. This is two player.
I played through NES Russian Attack two player, and it was great.
Yeah.
I was surprised, you know, I played a little bit of the arcade version of Russian Attack for the first time this summer at Missouri Game Con, and I was like shocked like how similar it is to the NES version. I mean, like, the levels played out a lot differently, but like the graphics are surprisingly similar.
Of what?
Russian Attack.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, it has kind of a cool, interesting look in the arcade, I think. Even though it's, you know, it's very similar, but it's a little bit more like cartoony, I guess.
You know, the inside of this airship kind of makes me think of Revenge of Shinobi.
Yeah, like, wait till you see the boss.
Oh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Oh, are you fighting him right now? Is this him?
Yeah, the gun?
Yeah, it's like reverse of that room in Revenge of Shinobi.
Yeah. I guess there just must be something about glowing orbs.
It's actually kind of similar to the halberd core in Kirby Superstar. It's got like the same thing where you like shoot the core, but then it's got like this like gun that's like moving around trying to shoot you.
I love that it has like a escape sequence too. Like how you could never run out of time here. Probably you'd have to really be messing around to run out of time.
I'm with you. I'm a big fan of these type of platforming games that are action like this. Splatterhouse is always my favorite.
Yeah, Splatterhouse is good. That's a tough game, too.
Once you get the patterns down, it's funny how easy it can be if you get the patterns down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that he, like, jumps out of the airship onto a jet ski. Like, I'm just going to go... have you beaten the first level of Revenge of Shinobi?
I have. I've been like, what, the first maybe four levels of Revenge of Shinobi? Oh, I need to get back to that.
Yeah, is that still on your Now Playing?
I don't think so, but it's going to take
some work.
I started
taking a couple of things off my Now Playing list because...
Yeah, I did too.
Because I realized that there's like no way that I was not going to...
Restart them?
Yes. I mean, I'll take them off because that means I just, like, I'm going to start counting them as, like not started.
I even took Lost Odyssey off because, I mean, I was, like, on disc 2, but I definitely need to restart at this point. I mean, it's been too long. But I was really enjoying it. I just didn't have the right time, I guess.
Try. What do you think of this game? You think it looks pretty awesome?
It looks super awesome. But do you not recommend the Genesis version?
It's only one player, and I don't think it's nearly as good. But I mean, it's not that it's bad. It's just like it's not nearly as good as this.
Is there a good 240p console port or emulation of it?
Not 240p. I just realized that it's on the Taito Legends.
Oh, okay. I should get that someday.
I remember I got the Taito Legends for a specific game. Correct, what was it?
Actually, come to think of it, you know, I should get that for a certain episode that I might be doing in the first couple of months of next year.
Oh, yeah?
Don't say what it is. I'm not going to say what it is.
I don't remember what it is.
Something I'm going to be borrowing.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that'd be a really good one, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of those.
Any of those, but I don't, I mean, that would be...
Like, you should get the Capcom Classics collections for sure then, too.
Well, that one's a good investment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't have, like, a lot of things like that.
I think that Capcom Classics is the only good one that's got a good arcade port of Ghouls and Ghosts.
No, the Saturn Ghouls and Ghosts, Saturn generation, or the Capcom Generation 2 is like is maybe the best one.
Is that an import?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it slipped under my radar.
But there's also, I guess, there's a import PS1 version as well. I'm just gonna save my rocket launcher here for the boss.
And when you pick up weapon, you don't lose it from death or anything.
No.
It's just when you run out.
Nice. I mean, it's not a very long game, as far as I know.
How many arcade games have you beaten in the arcade using money? Not on free money.
Not a ton.
For me.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect. I mean, I don't think I've beaten any.
Well, actually, I was at an arcade, and they had, like, it's some kind of night where you paid a flat fee, and it was free play for on all the machines. So, I remember I ran and I beat Battletoads, the arcade game.
Actual arcade machines I played through on free play, I've done, I've done Battletoads.
I'm gonna beat this guy to death with just using my rocket. I'm gonna hit him with my rocket.
I've done Battletoads. I've done one of the Metal Slugs. I want to say four. I've done. I think it was the original Double Dragon. Probably not a few others on free play.
Speaking of arcade games, we were sent a one of those. The retro bit retrocades you're kind of seeing around a bit, like a lot of people are doing videos of them. I thought it'd be fun to do a video for sure on it. I think I'm gonna do one like in January. I mean, there's a lot of people like, oh, you know, it's just, you know, like the emulation. But my big thing is gonna be and maybe it's like defeating the purpose of what the thing is actually for. But I'm gonna like go through it and I'm gonna compare every single game on it to like real versions as much as I can, and like in every instance, like some of them, like I know somebody has like a lot of the arcade boards, just because I think it'd be fun to see. You know, it's just kind of a different,
fun to watch.
Yeah, it's just like a little something different, I guess, than just like, oh, you know, how well. And you know, like I understand the thing is $60 and it has 90 games on it. But I just think it's interesting, like, you know, to see how, like, the quirks of the emulation.
You can add to that library of games, can't you?
Not yet. I think you can eventually, though.
Okay.
But you said it had some pretty serious issues from your initial test, right?
It definitely has sound delay issues, which is not something I've seen mentioned in any of the videos that I've watched on it. But there is, like, the sound delay is pretty over the top.
That's on any game? Or
all games that I've tried have had sound delays. What else? I mean, there was, like, some of the arcade games, like, the music, like, stutters a lot. But I know that they had, like, they kind of built this one, like, they released one last year that was not very well received, but I didn't get a chance to try that one. Uh-oh. Like a hiccup in the sync for that, I think. It's like,
oh,
it's happening a bunch. What was going on? I mean, this game has like a weird thing. Like if I connect it to like play it on my PVMs, like it gets like a weird, like very similar to the issue I have with like with Ninja Turtles on certain PVMs, and it only does it on certain PVMs.
Hmm.
Which is your main PVM model you're usually using?
The 20L5. Is
beautiful
my
model.
Yeah, it's
same thing I got.
it's as far as PVMs go, it's the one to have.
Yeah,
for sure.
Got the good
if you
balance.
Can get it, I mean, it's. I mean, don't be disappointed if you don't have it, because it is hard to come by, but it's if you want to look for one.
I looked out a few years back, it was on Craigslist, and the guy didn't know what he He didn't care. He just said $50 and get it out of his place.
Wow.
And I said, I'll gladly take that.
It's like, yeah, it's happened a bunch here.
Yeah, he was just a construction guy. He had to demo an old place, and it came out of some place that did video editing, and it was like brand new.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I wish it had hours meter on it, but it looks like it was really used. That one doesn't have a meter. I think only what the BVMs do.
I'm not sure.
I remember seeing BVMs.
I actually, I prefer the look of 480i on the more basic sort of PVM, like the medical monitors that I've got. 480i looks better, but everything else looks better on the 20L5.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see behind me my ridiculous.
You got them all stacked.
The staircase.
And I'm about to bring you two more.
Yeah, but those
plus a maybe broken VCR and 700 VHS tapes.
I don't know if I was dreaming or not, but did you guys ever say you're going to do like a BVM or PVM maintenance and repair type video?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a lot of people ask about it all the time. We want to work with somebody who is like a tech of some sort.
Professional repair.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our...
Oh, definitely.
And it's, you know, like, people ask about it all the time. Like, it's kind of like, it's become our great shame, I think, at this point.
Hey, I'm excited for it because having one of these is fun, but eventually you'll have to maintain them in some capacity.
Yeah, well, it's true, but I mean...
We really don't want to put out wrong information on. And two, I'm nervous that we'll ultimately people will be waiting for this for years. That we're like ultimately going to like not give the information that they actually kind of want.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you found a tech that's repaired them, that's a good resource. So.
Well, that's kind of our hope. But I mean, there's somebody local. I was trying to get in touch with it. They're not responding to me. But
unfortunately, the guys that I know are all in Midwest, so I don't think they'd check out.
We almost had a chance when we went out to California to shoot our Night Trap interview, but the timing just didn't work out.
No. Which would have been awesome, but yeah, it is what it is.
This is a pretty healthy length of a game.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
It's longer than you
don't think of this level. I don't think this level is in. Well, it definitely doesn't have that sewer part in the home version.
Genesis.
Yeah.
War. Oh. Well, I'm like, what's a war knee?
Oh yeah. You know, I have not beaten this yet, so if I do beat it, you know, regardless of unlimited continues, like, I still can count
it. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's how arcade games work.
Yeah.
Warning. I don't know why that reminded me, but one of my favorite things in Illbleed was that there's a there's some equipment in one scenario in that. That has written on the front, "Very Dengar."
Is that like danger?
Yeah. It says "Very Dengar." And I have no idea if the developers thought that was like actually a proper thing to write.
This gun is so cool looking. He's got like this machine gun with the.
This guy is like gigantic.
I know. There's almost like a kind of a Contra feel to it, it almost seems like, to an extent.
I mean, a lot of these games, like the arcade games, it's almost like not even a pattern. It's just like, you just got to figure out how to cheese it.
Yeah.
If you want a long arcade game, I think... Alien vs. Predator, that's one that I beat. That took forever, it felt like, when I was at the arcade.
I thought Battletoads was
that's got
longer
a good,
than
good
I expected.
Chunk. That's got a good chunk, that one.
There was a bit about Battletoads Arcade and and John Linneman's DKC video.
Yeah.
They sort of used Battletoads Arcade as a test bed for their...
Oh, interesting. So that's... Look at that. That's interesting. So they make you start the fight over in the arcade version. If you die in the last boss, you have to start it over.
Is that black stuff at the top during that transition? Is that like a glitch or?
Hang on. I always thought he was like in a robot. Oh, so it makes, if you continue, you got to start it over.
Okay. It survives in your credit.
That's, you know. So I got to start over. That's interesting.
Well, good thing you're an expert on it.
Try again last fight.
It looks more patternized than some of the other fights, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that you can't just sit there and quarter your way through it.
So yeah.
You have some kind of skill.
Oh, man, I'm getting that sync drop. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Maybe you should just use component for...
The FrameMeister doesn't see component from the J-Rock.
Oh.
That's
what about the OSSC?
I haven't tried it. I mean, I don't think it looks that bad. I mean,
but it seems like component's more consistent from it.
That's only started happening like with this level here, or the last level.
I'm just saying in general, not this game specifically.
Yeah, the way it's predicating happening makes you think it's a flash on the screen or something that's causing
that. Yeah. I feel like there's... Okay, I'm going to have to, like, do this, like, kind of seriously here.
Gotta bring out his A game.
Yeah. Man, it's...
There's no way to just put in extra quarters that...
Nope. I tried.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
This boss needs a life meter.
I know.
Drives you nuts when there's never a life meter.
This first phase kind of makes me think of the last boss in G.I. Joe on NES. The first G.I. Joe.
Oh, really?
I just remember it was the guy in a chair. Shooting missiles at you.
I wonder how you... Huh. It's going to end up being a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah, Lance. We used the WookieWin output cables, too. Well, we use them kind of at a different capacity now, but... but, yeah, we definitely use the output from the PVMs. I mean, there's no obvious degradation or anything. It's, you know, pretty straight pass through.
Yeah, the only problems I've ever had with cables isn't the cable's fault. I hooked up a Genesis Model 2, and there was just a bad, like, static ring in the background. Mm. And that's just the Genesis 2 model from what I researched, so I got to probably, whatever you need to upgrade a capacitor or replace or whatever on it. Another gem for Voltar.
Do you need me to look up a little help for this boss?
No, I mean,
you know, this is going to make you feel like you really earned it. Despite
yeah.
Replay.
I can't hit him without getting hurt.
Can't do like a Zelda 2 trick, sit in the corner and just keep stabbing.
That'd be nice. Some people are still talking about Taito Legends 1 and 2. I guess they remember Taito.
All right, if I can get him down with... I think I just got him to... All right, let's see. Here we go.
I think you got to, like, hit and retreat a lot on that last phase. Yeah. Stamp each time. But you got this part down.
I know. I thought there was always another phase to this, because in the home version, I feel like it was like a bigger robot.
I'm going to look it up. I won't tell you anything unless you want me to. Oh, there is an arcade fact.
Yeah, I don't think you can bully him when he's like that. That's crazy. This is where the second player needs to hop in.
Yeah, I know.
You could do that trick, you know, when you're on the last life, just enter the second player and then finish him off, right?
Like the splash damage on those bullets is huge.
It says, note, the time you have left after defeating Grassen, or whatever the name is stage 5 will be carried over here. And I'm thinking that is the least of your concerns right now. Oh, yeah, you need to be worried about time.
See, I'm just like...
I think you could corner him, but...
But his, like, hits take away, like...
That's 3 for each hit.
It says for the last phase, it says it is best to keep your distance and get him to come after you with the rush or head stomp.
With the rush or head stomp.
It said, like, keep your distance and let him come to you. Is that, like, the part of the battle you're having the most trouble with, the last phase?
Well, I mean...
This part's words.
Yeah, I got that first phase down pretty good.
Yeah.
The head stomp. I feel like I haven't seen a head stomp yet.
That feels like when you're doing that, or head stomp. Like hit him and then run away almost. Because you're always getting stabbed each time you keep going at him.
I guess it makes sense to keep your distance because that way you aren't likely to get hit by the claw attack.
Right.
Like, he's only got the claw attack and the rush or head stomp is all it makes it sound like. Okay, for phase 2, it says the higher flying rockets can be ducked under, the low rockets can be somersaulted over. Don't get too close. Don't get too close to him while he's on the ground. After he's sick of firing rockets at you, GG will jump toward you and attempt a head stomp.
I got him. I figured it out. You gotta stay away from him, then he'll... I did it!
Gotta use defense on that one, more than offense.
The battle is over. You are a great commander, but was the battle truly finished?
Yes.
I would put in Thunder Fox 2.
Yeah, there's no Thunder Fox 2, so...
I know, I'm just teasing.
You know, it's really funny. Can you guess what the characters' name are in this?
Thunder and Fox.
You know,
is it really Thunder and Fox?
I like they're just like sitting there eating their rations, and the other guy's cleaning his knife.
Different priorities.
He's like, You gotta wipe the blood of thousands of dead soldiers. Look at this ending credits. Look at that.
That's fancy.
You know, my favorite ending style in games might be having like the enemy list.
Yeah. Like a cast, a credit.
Yeah. Like Mario World is like probably the best example.
Yeah. Classic ending.
This is like one of those, like, you know, the except it's not animated in each rotation, but you know those things that like you put like a strip, like an animation strip in, it's got like the slits. You like spin it around and you can see like a horse running or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's like a round thing and you can put like this strip inside with like an animation, like a looping animation. You like spin it and you can like see through these little slits as it spins and it looks like a looping animation, like a horse or something. Someone in the chat will know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm glad that actually I was able to beat it.
Yeah.
Two arcade games back-to-back. Nicely done, sir.
it's like both arcade games that you own, too, right?
Yeah.
Not what you expected to do tonight, but hey, you did it and on time.
Yeah. Oh, is it after? It is after 11.
It's just after. You hit 11. It right on the money. Nice.
So Troy, when do we want to, like, okay, so John is going to be here, gets into town on the 20th, I think, is when he gets here.
Well, I'm coming for Christmas.
Right. But I'm just talking about, like, when we should stream, because next Sunday is Christmas Eve, and I'm going to be...
Now, well, I'll be at my parents' house.
What day do you go?
Probably Friday, if not maybe Saturday, but probably Friday. I'll target Friday. Should we do it Saturday instead? That would make the most sense.
23rd? I gotta work on Saturday. I mean,
on your birthday?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, that would be, yeah. I mean, I'm cool with streaming on my birthday if we want
birthday
to.
Birthday stream. Have candles and cake ready.
Yeah, I've never done that before. But I'm talking about like this week. We'll figure it out. It might be we might stream. It might be like midweek, but it may, who knows? I mean, we'll have to figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll just, you know.
And if it'll you be, maybe it'll be have a surprise. To, yeah. But we'll see what happens.
Nice holiday surprise.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, I'm just going to beat this tank. I don't know why I started over. You ever feel like that? Like if you beat a game, you always kind of want to start it over. Like once you
you got it down cold, you want to zip through it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. usually it's like, oh, like I should do the hard loop while I'm fresh on this or something, but it's like, nah.
Blabler, my birthday is actually the day after Christmas. It's not on 23rd. I thought that's what he meant.
Yeah, I knew your birthdays, yeah. It's easy to remember because my mom's is 2 days after Christmas.
Right. Because you said Saturday, and I was like, oh, wait. I was like, well, maybe we could stream like after Christmas in preparation for the instead. You know what I mean? Instead of there's no reason it couldn't be that, like, it doesn't have to be this week. It could be next week. It could be two streams next week. If we wanted to.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Who knows? Just watch your notifications and the Twitters, I guess.
Yeah.
Hit that little bell.
Exactly.
It'll be good.
Kevin, do you have anything coming up that you want to tease? Everyone should check out his channel at KWK Box. right?
It's, yeah, no, for my channel, actually what I've been working on is, give you a sneak preview, it'll be the top 10 Super Famicom games left in Japan. That one's been a long one, because the most popular video on my channel currently is the top 10 Famicom games left in Japan, so I got to give the crowd what they want. It just took me a lot of homework to get that list.
Those are good topics, for sure.
So, no, other than that, it's going to be that, and I have a new Secret Series that'll be coming out next year, and I look forward to it, but I can't give any tips on that right now. So.
All right.
But I appreciate you guys having me out tonight. It's been a blast. I like all the random game and fun, and I hope we can do Doom someday, because I was prepared for that a little bit better today.
That's all right. You know, part of the fun, I guess, is just like the kind of impromptu.
Yeah.
You know, when you have everything hooked up, being able to just go, oh, let's do this instead.
Yeah. Cool. This happens all the time.
But no, I think it's awesome, and I appreciate it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In terms of episode, probably Tuesday. Don't expect like an epic. It's just like, it's very a smaller episode. It's an RGB 300 level episode. And I think that it's been like over a month since the PS2 episode came out. Like, we've been very, very quiet.
We're ramping up for next, like we're preparing for next year.
Yeah. Exactly. Like we've had a lot of family stuff going on, and it's just I don't see any real problem. Like, nobody's been complaining, so I feel
We feel guilty about it, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But I've got like some of the episodes I want to work on early next year. I've got them like at least half written, you know. So I'm in a pretty good spot, you know. Between trying to potty train a puppy and and working on my part of the episode that you're going to be putting together.
Well, that's not the one that's coming next. The one that's coming out on probably like Tuesday is going to be on, what are we calling it? An SNES RGB mod update video. Which just kind of goes into different like mods for the minis that exist, and mainly it just like covers like more in depth like a, like Voltar's newest mod board, RGB bypass board for the mini that is really, really good, and also it kind of covers like this ghosting issue that was present on some Super NESs, and he figured out a fix for that. But I mean, it's like going to be like 12 minutes, so it's not crazy or anything like that. It's been kind of a slog to make. I gotta be honest. I mean, it's short, but it's just kind of like, it's just not really. But after that, we're doing a video, and hopefully, like by New Year's Eve, it'll be out. Depending on how fast I can edit it, and so I don't think it's going to be. And it's kind of an effort to kind of, you know, do some more like kind of casual episodes for next year. We're going to do a episode on like the our favorite games we played this year, like new and old. It doesn't have to be like focused on just like things that came out this year, but.
And I don't think we're even going to pick like a number, like five or 10 or anything like that. We're just going to talk about games that sort of made an impression this year.
Yeah.
Whether it was this year or released this year or not.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
is that going to do it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wrap it up.
All right. Thanks again, Kevin, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody sometime this week.
Sometime.
Sounds like a plan.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.